A few years ago, federal officials forecast a budget surplus of trillions of dollars during this decade. Those forecasts are outdated. President Bush's budget proposal estimates a deficit of at least $300 billion this year and next year. Commentator Ev Ehrlich offers these thoughts on the consequences of all this red ink.
First, you bet deficits matter. Shopping is fun, but Americans become wealthier over time because they save and invest. The investments in machinery or technology or education make us more productive and therefore richer. Deficits compete for that saving, and as a result, they leave us with fewer resources to invest in the future. Deficits might have the appeal of getting the Congress to cut spending, but if they do, it won't be for defense or Social Security. Instead, there's the risk that it will be programs in education, early childhood, or scientific research, all of which are important investments as well. So deficits do make a difference. But are today's deficits as bad as they sound? In one sense, they're worse. Our federal deficit today is a smaller share of the total economy than it was 20 years ago. But 20 years ago, we had 20 years to fix it. Now we don't. In 2008, the first baby boomers will hit 62 and will start demanding Social Security and Medicare. In 2022, the peak of the baby boom will turn 65, and money will be gushing out of the federal government like a fire hose. The only way to afford this epidemic of aging is to put money aside now, to save, invest, grow, and get our fiscal house in order. So how do you do that? Republicans as a group want to cut taxes, hoping the tax cuts will make us grow faster and maybe end up with more revenue than we did before. But that's as big a gamble as trading your cow for three magic beans. There's plenty of evidence that lower taxes lead to lower revenues and therefore bigger deficits and lower growth down the line. It would be great to cut everybody's taxes, but we can't afford it. But Democrats as a group miss the point as well. The dirty secret is that even if we froze taxes right where they are, we'd still be looking at substantial deficits. In the long run, solving the problem will not only require more tax revenue, but trimming Social Security and reforming Medicare, and the Congress will have to scrutinize all its spending, whether it's pet projects or big-ticket defense programs. Sure, no one wants to tell America that Social Security benefits will be cut, but the fact is, they're going to be cut. Unless we fix things, there isn't enough money coming in to pay for everything the government's promised you. The choice is between modest and planned cuts today or draconian and chaotic cuts or tax increases a decade or two from now. So deficits matter, and it will be hard to fix them. Our country excels at coming together when confronted with a foreign enemy. What will we do when the enemy is our own short-sightedness?
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development in Washington, D.C. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration.